State leaders are taking aim at FEMA staffing cuts. Senator Richard Blumenthal is calling on the new FEMA administrator to address staffing shortages they say could hinder the agency's ability to respond to disasters. In fact, Senator Blumenthal and the governor will be doing a press conference today discussing this, and we wanted to get ahead of it. We wanted to talk to Senator Blumenthal before that happens, and so he joins us now on the show. Welcome back, Senator Blumenthal. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks again for having me.
I want to just get right to it and ask what specifically you want to see the FEMA administrator, Cameron Hamilton, do differently starting right now.
Starting right now, I want to see the cuts in staff restored. Across the country, there has been about a 20% reduction in FEMA workforce. In our region, 12 to 20%, about 300 employees. What does this cut mean for Connecticut? Well, remember what happened just 2 years ago. In fact, 2 years ago and 2 days ago, there was massive flooding in Oxford, Southbury, Middlebury, Seymour, and other towns in the Naugatuck and Housatonic Valleys. FEMA was there literally within hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it went door to door. It helped restore homes and businesses. It provided the kind of evaluation and advice that was necessary for homeowners, but also for small businesses to rebuild and restore. That kind of service will be undercut drastically by these workforce reduction programs. I want them ended and restored.
So I have a question, a couple of questions on this one. I would imagine you fear that if we don't have these jobs restored, that there's going to be a slower response. First of all, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that a fear that you have, Senator Blumenthal?
A slower response or no response, because in addition to the cuts in staff, there have been cuts in funding for assistance, both to prepare and to recover from these kinds of disasters. But absolutely, I'm writing a letter to the new administrator, whose name is Cameron Hamilton. I asked him in his confirmation hearings very pointedly what he was going to do to deal with staffing shortage. I want to know, as New England region enters the hurricane season, which begins literally at this time in August.
Yeah, hurricane season, it doesn't start in like June. It goes on till November 1st. We get hit pretty badly, certainly in August, it seems like, in Connecticut, but...
We were hit in the New Haven area. As you recall, the Carousel Building was decimated.
Yep.
These kinds of heavy rain, severe flooding and winds, Connecticut's not immune from them. In Superstorm Sandy in 2012, we lost four people, homes, toppled trees, millions, if not billions of dollars in damage. And again, in 2018, you'll recall the tornadoes in the Hamden and New Haven area. So Connecticut is vulnerable to hurricanes and other severe weather. I want to know from this new administrator of FEMA, and he is new, he's just been sworn in, what he's going to do to overcome the staffing shortage, how he's going to compensate for it, and restore the people who come to Connecticut and other states, and they literally live here. They temporarily take lodging in hotels or homes, wherever they can find it, and they're out there 10, 12 or more hours a day.
I'm really mad at myself because I can't find the town I'm looking for. And this is so not on you, Senator Blumenthal. This is a me problem. So I acknowledge that. There's a town in Connecticut, small town, that I actually had the first selectman on. In fact, Eric, can you remember the town that got absolutely demolished during the July 4th windstorm? Do you remember what town that was? We had the first electman on maybe a week later. I mean, this place absolutely got destroyed, Senator Blumenthal, like just not even recognizable. And one of the things that shocked me during my conversation with him was I said, why aren't there boots on the ground? Why is nobody there? Now, he didn't have an answer to that. He's like, I don't know. He said, we called for this and I couldn't tell if this was not understanding the depth of how bad it was. But my understanding was, I think the governor also walked through that town as well and saw the destruction. But I was shocked that FEMA did not respond to this town the way that they had 2 years ago for the August 18th flooding event, which was historic for our state. Does that have anything to do with the FEMA cuts that we don't see that kind of response, or is that a separate case? And of course, I'm not giving you the town. Let me see if I can find it, but maybe you know what I'm talking about.
Very likely it is related to the cuts in workforce at FEMA. Remember, Melissa, that the DOGE operation, that was Elon Musk's budget cutting operation, wanted to abolish FEMA. In fact, they have cut many of the funding programs that are necessary to respond to those kinds of disasters. So I'm not aware of the specific town that you
mentioned. Harwinton. It's Harwinton. Thank you so much. My producer, Eric, said it was Harwinton. We had Michael Criss on, the first selectman there.
I was there.
Okay.
I was there with the governor.
That's what I thought. I was going to say. Why didn't FEMA go there? I don't even know if they have yet. But, I mean, that was a devastating conversation I had with Mr. Criss. That was terrible. I felt horrible as he was talking about it. And I'm like, it's been, I think it was 2 weeks after the storm had happened. And he's like, no, there's no one here, Melissa. No one's here. And I thought that's wild to me. I know you guys walked the grounds, but was that because we don't have enough FEMA personnel that they didn't respond to that town?
Not enough FEMA personnel, and also slowness in addressing the need for a disaster declaration, which unlocks a lot of the aid. President Trump has been extremely reluctant to provide disaster aid to certain states. I don't want to be too political here, but we raised the idea, and it's supported by facts, I think, that he's been slow everywhere, including in Texas and Florida, to get aid out to states, but targeting often blue states. Connecticut is one. And that kind of disaster deserves to be addressed just as in any other state.
The other thing, Senator Blumenthal, I'm not sure if this is part of the conversation, but during the month of July, when we had a couple of wicked storms, I got very frustrated as a journalist. So you had the July 4th windstorm. Then you had the smoky air, the hazy air that came over from the Canadian wildfires, and then we had flash flooding. And in all three of those events, it felt like, and I kind of pushed back on our chief meteorologist, who's phenomenal at his job, by the way, has been doing it for decades, Paul Piorek. And I said to him, why do I feel like even you didn't know this stuff was coming? And he mentioned that there were also a lot of staffing cuts recently for the National Weather Service. And I do believe that plays, maybe not the, obviously the destruction part is responding, right? But even people to know that the storms are coming, or know that, like, the air quality, I mean, we didn't know there was an air quality alert until we were in it. And there's just been so many delays, and my understanding from Paul is that is probably because we've seen a lot of staffing cuts for the National Weather Service. Are you also calling on that to be restored or looked at? Because that plays a part as well in how well we can be prepared for these storms, how we respond properly, how we keep lives alive, if you will. Is that part of your call as well?
Well, that is a key point. That is an absolutely key point. There have been cuts in the National Weather Service staffing, also in the technology that they're using. You know, they depend on buoys out in the sea that measure water temperature, an elaborate system of early warning. That system has really been undercut by the funding reductions. So Paul is absolutely right that this problem is one that we ought to address. I have asked FEMA about it. I'm going to continue to demand better performance from FEMA and the National Weather Service. It provides the warning so people can prepare and avoid some of the damage. They've also cut a program called Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities, known as BRIC, which was providing aid for New Haven and Bridgeport and other shoreline towns in Connecticut to build better resilience, some of the devices that can prevent flooding along the shore. So this is a really system-wide challenge that needs to be confronted.
Yeah, well, certainly let us know if you hear anything from FEMA. And certainly I would love to also know about the National Weather Service being tied in, because I do think the two are related. And I think that you need both effectively to be working. Because just in the last month and a half, I do feel like even just knowing and being prepared for these storms, we have fallen short on that. And so I do think the National Weather Service should also be part of the conversation, not to tell you how to do your job, but I do think that should also be something that gets addressed.
It should be. It should be. And here's a bit of good news, Melissa. You and I talk all the time about the need for bipartisan cooperation. There has been more bipartisan cooperation than before on fighting to restore these staff reductions. I am fighting and raised this issue in the confirmation hearings for this new administrator, Cameron Hamilton. I raised it today in the letter that I'm sending. The governor is doing so. We're going to be fighting to end the staffing shortages, but also other agencies like the National Weather Service, NOAA. We need to continue this fight, and it should be bipartisan.
Well, I really appreciate that, Senator Blumenthal. And like I said, please keep me posted on what happens next. And thank you for always giving us the time on WICC. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.